Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A Monday warrior, me strive. Today's Tom Sawyer, me strive.
We have a very special guest on who got banned off Twitter for simply linking. I guess that's called leaking now. Linking to a FDA document that was ordered by a federal court to be released. That is coming up next segment. Then we've got more on Senate votes to repeal Biden federal vaccine mandate for businesses. Fort Worth School Board racial equality. That's racial division director. Co-chair owns up to doxing parents and sending police to their houses. We've got incredible video out of Arizona. Yuma shows what happens when Border Patrol is unable to patrol the border. The collapse of the U.S. border is also happening. It's all coming up. But I wanted to get to this Ted Cruz video. The full interview is on InfoWars.com video. Cruz slams Biden admin for funding Chinese concentration camps. And, I mean, China's got the world record above Hitler, above Stalin, 80-something million dead people, and it's true. This is going on. So it's very, very important to get this information out because when we're being lectured how America's evil and America's bad and we have all these human rights abuses, which we do some stuff that's not right, we should stop it. We should look at the big corporations and who they are and what they're doing and how insane it is. So I hope you share the Steve Watson article from InfoWars.com video. Cruz slams Biden admin for funding Chinese concentration camps. Senator Ted Cruz has announced the Biden administration has denounced them for funding Chinese concentration camps, bowing to China's use of slave labor and describing Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, as the communist state's customer of the year. Yeah, he says they can have all their oil, all their coal. We can't have fuel. This is war. Here's Senator Cruz.
Is there a surrendering with China going on?
So unfortunately, there is. The Democratic Party, Joe Biden, has shown weakness to China. Now, part of that is structural. The Democratic Party is structurally pro-China. Their major supporters, big business, big tech, big Hollywood, big universities, are all in bed with China. And so the Democratic Party, I introduced an amendment on the floor of the Senate to prohibit the Biden administration from importing any goods, and in particular, electric vehicles or solar panels, made with slave labor in concentration camps in China. Every single Democrat except Joe Manchin voted against that. It failed on basically a party line vote because the Democrats, you know, John Kerry, when he was asked about Chinese slave labor, he said, you know, that's not my responsibility. John Kerry is the customer of the year for Chinese concentration camps, and he ought to be ashamed. Biden ought to be ashamed. We are literally spending hundreds of millions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money to fund the concentration camps where over a million Uyghurs are in prison, and it's shameful.
So just a quick point on this. How many lessons do we need to learn about China? I mean, the pandemic that we're in right now came from China.
Yes.
And they obfuscated. They lied. Yep. They did everything. They were vacuuming up PPE before telling the world what was happening so that when we all started to suffer, we couldn't get everything we needed. Your last quick thought on dealing with China and where you think Biden is with China right now?
So I think China is the single greatest geopolitical threat facing the United States for the next century. And I think we need strength and clarity to stand up to China, to call them out for their murder, for their torture, for concentration camps, for their lying, for their theft of intellectual property, for their espionage, for their military aggression. And you're right, for their responsibility, their culpability for COVID-19. It originated. created. I believe the evidence is compelling that it originated in the Wuhan lab, a Chinese government lab. They covered up the outbreak, and they are responsible for the hundreds of thousands of deaths and the trillions of dollars of damage caused by COVID. And we need to have the strength to stand up to them, to call them out, to hold them responsible, and also, critically, to de-link our supply chain so we're not dependent upon them for critical minerals, for medical, pharmaceuticals, for essential elements. I've introduced over a dozen different pieces of legislation.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we like to get people on that stand up for the truth and that also just do basic research. So Gal Shalev, I guess about a week and a half ago, linked to the FDA documents. He was smart. He waited. The federal court ordered him to release a little bit of them. And he linked to it. And so he got banned on Twitter because it went viral from there. They've been trying to suppress it. I'm sure most of you saw the headline out there that the FDA wanted to suppress these documents for 55 years. Well, sorry, that changed today. It's now 75 years. FDA now says Pfizer clinical data will take 75 years to release, but the first 30 pages they did release were incredible. So he's still on YouTube at Ignorant Chimp. Gal Shalev is a content creator and podcaster. He's a citizen journalist and researcher. Last 2 years, he's been an activist against the biggest fraud in human history. So I wanted to magnify this great guy. He'll probably get censored because of it, but that's okay. And just talk about the thought crime of linking to the FDA documents and just showing what they said. You are a horrible, horrible person, according to these monsters. So, Gal, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Alex, thanks for having me. Thank you. It's a great honor.
Well, it's a great honor to have you here. So tell us about yourself and how you woke up and just what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, look, I mean, I have a follower on Facebook that tagged me to his little post, and he doesn't have that much of a following, so I had a read. My stomach dropped. I said, I have to tweet this out. And within a couple of hours, it blew up. Listen, those documents are pretty scary. And I've asked a lot of doctors, I've asked a lot of scientists to kind of give their, you know, their thought on it. Nobody wants to answer anything. Nobody wants to talk about it.
And for those that don't know that just joined us, tell us what's in the FDA documents.
So these FDA documents, they're pretty, I mean, it's a pretty short little post-authorization documentation, which basically what it said was that Pfizer themselves received 42,000 adverse events complaints. These complaints mostly arrived either from small clinical trials, from doctors and nurses, and people, you know, people within the industry. Most of them were not. There were a little bit. Probably a little bit of people. I think around 16,000 was people who were personal, just people getting in touch with Pfizer and telling them, look, this is what I'm going through. I think around 27,000 were confirmed hospitalization, confirmed medically. So when they say confirmed medically, that means that, you know, these people got the vaccination, they got to the hospital decided, and let's remember, at the beginning, it was still pretty open for doctors to speak out or to give a call to Pfizer or to the VAERS data, and they weren't threatened about it. Today they're being threatened about it. Like, they can't tell a patient that it's from the vaccine. They do that, they get fired. So at the beginning, because this is the first 3 months, right, they're saying it's from the 1st of December to the 28th of February. If we look at it literally, Israel was the first place to start mass vaccination. That was on 17th of December. So we're talking about just a little over 70 days of data. And they got 42,000 complaints. Many of them were pretty bad. So pretty serious side effects. And as you saw, it's 1,223 of them were deaths. So if you look at if you quantitate that, like, it's 1 in 35 side effects reported to Pfizer was a death. 1 in 35.
Wow.
That's insane.
Just unprecedented.
Yeah, pretty scary.
And then you get censored or you get banned for linking to it. That is a serious crime against humanity. Now, as a citizen, as a podcaster, you're not supposed to link to documents. And just last week, the American Heart Association got censored on Twitter for daring to make a comment about what was currently happening.
Yeah, look, I mean, and what happens now, and you know what it's like to be censored. You were one of the first people to be censored worldwide in terms of, like, both you know, YouTube, Twitter. You got censored off Facebook. So you were kind of like the catalyst for this mass censorship. And what I feel on my own, you know, on my own consciousness at the moment is that, you know, I have to self-censor myself right now. Like, if I want my YouTube channel, and if you look at my YouTube channel, I don't put a lot of content on there because I already have two strikes. So one more strike and they'll take off my YouTube channel. The only channel that still works without fear is my Telegram channel, but it's only to the Israeli audience, which is not a massive audience because we don't have a lot of people who are awake here. So it's pretty difficult.
Let me offer you a Bandai video site where you can cover anything you want, brother. After you leave today, we're going to get you in touch. We're going to give you a login for Bandai video. That way you can actually talk about what you want and not be censored. But this is just crazy. I notice Israel's now announcing they want 7 boosters now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Israel is like it's the catalyst for the whole world. And at the same time, now Bennett is quote unquote talking about doing a quarantine for the unvaccinated.
Right? But explain that. Why do you think Israel and Australia as well? Why are they the beta test? Germany is somewhat Austria. What's going on in Israel? I mean, this is like pretty wild to watch.
Yeah, it is pretty wild, and it's pretty paradoxical, you know, knowing our history and knowing what we've gone through. It's pretty weird seeing it, and it's pretty crazy how docile people are in Israel. Like, you have to understand, we're a very, very small awakened community. The rest are completely asleep. But what's been interesting right now, Alex, is that we have 9 million people. 6.5 million took the first dose. 5.7 million took the second dose. So we don't even know what happened to around 700,000 people and why they didn't take the second dose. The third dose is actually a very low number. It's 4.1 million. So we have an awakening of another 2.5 million people who don't hold a green passport, which is like the vaccination passport.
And that's huge. I mean, that shows this is not going well, because if something's great, you go back and get it. But if a restaurant opens, everybody leaves, it means the restaurant's not good. Well, this is not a restaurant. This is medical tyranny forcing it on you.
Yeah, and they're already talking about vaccinating 5 months old to 5 years old. So imagine how crazy that is.
Oh, my God.
In Israel, they were giving boosters to 12-year-olds before the U.S. was giving boosters to 50-year-olds.
I knew that Israel was basically, other than like Singapore or Gibraltar, the tip of the spear. I mean, when you talk about the guinea pigs, we all know about the Nazis and Joseph Mengele. Like, exactly. Very paradoxical. Why would people in Israel then literally repeat history, but now under their own government?
I think we had one of the most intense brainwashing campaigns in human history. I don't think any other country has gone through the brainwashing that we have through our propaganda, mainstream media channels that have no pushback on what's going on here. Foundations that are usually for human rights, they're not pushing back. We have the foundation that keeps the memorial for the Holocaust. They had, for their workers, they had bathrooms for vaccinated and unvaccinated. They were violating every rule possible.
Absolutely. Medical apartheid.
Yeah, medical apartheid, 100%. Tyranny, complete medical tyranny.
Well, because here's the deal. I know that a lot of governments and groups have targeted Jews. That has happened in history. It's wrong. It's out of control. We all just saw what happened 75 years ago. But exactly, to literally have people in Israel being targeted now with a medical tyranny that erases your immune system and doesn't protect you out of the whole world, what is going on with these foundations? Like, why do the big foundations and the big money have the biggest heart on to attack people in Israel? Because, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's all over the world. We can't really say it's just in Israel. It's just Israel is like the spearheaded, like it's the spearhead. So, like, we were the first to vaccinate people. We were the first to vaccinate pregnant women. We were the first to vaccinate kids. But, I mean, it's happening everywhere else. I can't say.
No, you're right. It's happening everywhere. But it is interesting that it's, like, particularly Israel.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even try and imagine. I mean, look, if we want to get down deep the rabbit hole, I mean, all the major positions in the CDC, in Pfizer, and all these other companies, that are pushing this, all the politics, they're all Jewish. So, I mean, I'm not gonna say the craziest things, but I'm just saying, like, it's pretty weird to see that all these people are Jewish and they're doing this to the Jewish state. So there's a massive plan here, and you know it. I mean, Alex, you've been talking about it for two decades at least. And
yeah, I'll stay there. We're right back, my friend. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Investigative journalist censored for simply linking to FDA documents that were released last week, taken off Twitter. I know I was asking him genuinely, because I don't know, why is it Australia and Israel and a few other places are the very worst? We know beta tests. And now you're witnessing all this unfold, and the Israeli government saying seven shots, because when it comes to the most injections, Israel's the leader of that. When it comes to lockdowns, I would say Australia and New Zealand are the leaders of that. And obviously, medical tyranny wants a medical ID. They want a world government. They want total control. But I got to ask you a million questions, brother. What is it you want to impart to this audience? What's front and center for you?
Oh, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, what's front and center for us is just for more people to wake up. But it's this cognitive dissonance that's keeping them asleep. So, I mean, it's great work like yourself, and it's great work like other people who are doing really just amazing work to try and wake up. And we do feel an awakening, Alex. We do feel that people understand that something is really, really screwed up here, and it's not for our health. And so I'm optimistic on that front, but at the end of the day, I'm very realistic, and I know that there's a long way ahead. It's going to get much worse before it gets better, and it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I believe in civil disobedience. I don't think we need violence. I don't think we need to burn cities down. You know, we don't need no BLM, Antifa type things going on here. We just need civil disobedience. We need people to just not go with the flow. And you know, there's a great saying, you obey because you want it to end, but it's your obedience that's going to make it continue forever. So,
exactly. What's going to happen in Australia and Canada and Israel and places or like Gibraltar, 100% injected, highest cases? Because as you said, exponentially, people are waking up. What are the tyrants thinking when they do this?
And that's what makes me think, you know, that they probably have a little bit more of a plan. That sometimes I feel like we're looking at the carrot, like they're hanging the carrot in front of our face, and we think that we got it, but really there's something else going on. You know, so as politicians, we both know that politicians, you know, first of all, there's people behind them, but let's just say that politicians work to get reelected. And politicians today are acting like they don't care if they get reelected, like as if there is no reelection.
Exactly. They're acting very fatalistic. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So and you talk about Australia. So I grew up in Canada, and then I moved all over the world, and I came back to Israel about 6 years ago when I met my wife. But just before I came to Canada, I lived 4 years in Australia, and Australia was always a very police state. Like, you always felt it. You always felt that police over there are very controlling, very, overstepping. So I'm not surprised with what's happening in Australia. And I'm not surprised seeing some of the pushback from the Australians, because they have a lot of, like, culture that has to do with, you know, freedom and surfing and just living the life and being really relaxed. And I think 256 days of shutdowns really, really awakened the lion. But I'm wondering where it's going to head, where it's going to go.
I agree. So how are Israelis, that's the epicenter, responding to hearing you're going to have seven shots, they're now saying? I mean, this is ridiculous. And they admit it doesn't protect you. So it's like, oh, you're not vaccinated. That's why I'm sick. You need to take the shot, and I need more shots. It just, there's no logic there.
Yeah. It's logic is definitely out the window in 2020 and 2021. Like, there's literally no logic. There's no truth anymore. You know, they've literally broken down. So this great brainwashing is part of this changing the narrative every day. So the news will tell you one thing one day. You'll think that's the truth. And then the next day, they'll completely say something that's 100%, you know, or 180 degrees opposite. And they'll do that day after day, and people have just lost reality. Like, anything's possible, nothing is real, you can't talk to them with any common sense. They've broken down the fabric of truth, and it's really helping. It's helping them, because then it doesn't matter what I say, there's no truth to grasp on, right? Like, I sound like a disinformation agent, the news sounds like a disinformation agent, and people just don't believe anything. But at the same time, there's like layers in Israel. So you have the people who are like, look, if the ministry tells me to get a shot every 3 months, I'm going to go get a shot every 3 months. No questions asked. And then there's people who are saying, look, I can't lose my job, so I'm going to get vaccinated no matter what. And then there's people who are saying, I can't not go to restaurants and fly overseas, so I'm going to get my shot. And then there's a very small percentage of people, which is growing, that are like, hell no, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, this has to stop. And that's the point that we're at that's very new in Israel. Up until now, we were a very, very small community. Now we're growing. Like, you can see it. You could feel it. You could feel it on the internet. You could feel it in the reviews underneath, like, our ministry. Like, when our ministry says something on Facebook, you'll see like 300 comments of people telling them off and telling them how much they don't believe them. And so there is an awakening. It's still on the net more than it is on the street, but it's happening.
And Gal, that awakening is going to accelerate, as we know the numbers all over the world, the U.S., Canada, Israel, Europe, everywhere. Massive increases in people that are double vaxxed, going to the hospital, being sick, dying. And they try to suppress those numbers, but they can't.
Yeah. I mean, I have family members that are hurt from the vaccine. You know, it's not something that you could hide for very long.
Tell us about that.
So I have family members, you know, within the same family that are getting like, I think it's called shingles in English.
Yes.
And I have a second cousin that got myocarditis 2 weeks before his wedding, two and a half months after the vaccination.
And I'm sad to say this, I'm sure you love your cousin, but you know, it's on record now. The myocarditis from the shot is much worse than the regular one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
Peter McCullough says that a lot. So, listen, it's an incredible time to live. You know, I'm sure I wonder what your head is like, because it's like everything that you've been talking about is kind of coming to fruition. So I guess it's a double-edged sword for you.
You ask how I'm doing. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide, but I'm ready to die now. I mean, I knew this was all coming. I love my family, and I'm just, I read all these UN documents and global documents that were planning it, and so I warned people, but now it's here. It's very surreal. It's very freeing in a way, though. But then I'm frustrated that other people don't get how much danger they're in.
Yeah, look, I mean, people have forgotten. You know, there's that great saying, strong men create good times create weak men create bad times create strong men, something like that. You know,
no, that's
I
it.
Think
it's
you know
true.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, and this is the times that we're at. We're at the times where there's weak men. They don't know how important sovereignty is, personal sovereignty. They don't know how important human rights are. You know, you just have to go back to the 60s, look at Martin Luther King, and all. These are people who understood that it's worth dying for, right? Like, you're in the fight of your life.
So if you're not willing to die, you get taken over. It's not like we want to die, but when you're not willing to die, they take over. You've got to be willing to die. Then you don't die. You have great prosperity. But when men are ready to roll over, you're right. Then it's all over.
Yeah, and exactly. And listen, in some form and fashion, you do die if you give up to this tyranny. Like, you'll be living, but you're going to be dead inside, right? Like, you're going to be a dead man walking for another 40 or 50 years or whatever until you give up. But you're not going to feel alive. You're going to feel like a coward. You're going to feel like, you know, you're giving in to literally, like, this is literally darkness versus light. Like, I've never felt so much as I have in these 2 years, you know.
I totally agree. And the worst part about the first 15 days is the first 2 years. We've got Gal Shalev with us, YouTube ignorant chimp. We're going to come back and talk to him. Amazing guy. I figured when I got this guy on, he'd be amazing. That's what's so crazy is all these Twitter people and all these Instagram. Every time we contact one, they're just amazing souls. And we're all humans together in this fight. Such an amazing time. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, and to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Gal Shalev. I knew he'd be amazing, but he's a great soul. And we're here together. And what he said is so important 20 minutes ago. Let's not be stupid. We think we're winning. We think there's this big awakening, which there is. They didn't launch something like this without a big-ass sucker punch coming in. And so let's just get ready for that punch. Let's know it's coming so we can beat it. Gal, I could ask a million questions, but I want you to have the floor. Please continue. Impart to us your vision, your idea of what's happening.
Well, look, I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, you have Claude Schwab, you have them coming out telling you what, you know, not going too deep into the nastiness. But at the end of the day, I think the final lockstep that's going to be a real big problem for us. And I think from there, there's no going back is the social credit score. So really, they don't give a two hoots about, I don't know if we're allowed to swear on your show, but we don't give, they don't care about the vaccination as much. Yeah, exactly. They care about the green passport. They want that application on you. They want you to have a social credit score. They want to put everything on that application. They want to get rid of the... In Israel, I mean, I don't know if you know, but in the past 2 years, they've systematically lowered the amount of cash that you're allowed to pass between two people.
So, I mean, I have seen that, but explain the power of taking cash away.
Yeah, so obviously the power of taking cash away is taking away your liberty, right? It's taking away your ability to do what you want to do without having a middleman or a third party or the government looking at you. You know, you want to pay your gardener or you want to have, you know, people who want to do recreational things that might not be legal. Whatever it is, it gives you a little bit of freedom. And they've lowered that constantly in the last 2 years from 50,000 to 25,000 to 11,000. Now it's at 6,000. Which is not a lot of money in Israel, right? 6,000 is around maybe $2,000.
Same thing here. They want every $600 transaction is tracked a lifetime by the IRS.
Yeah, and basically what they're trying to do is get everything digital. And once everything is digital, and they have this green passport, and you know, I think it was you speaking to Mr. Ross. I think it was Ross, the director of the American movie. It was a long time ago you interviewed. He said all you have to do is hit a button and then your life is gone. Like they take away your life by pressing a button and they take away your
bank account. Oh, yeah, that's the plan. Well, that's what the Rockefellers told
what's his name?
He made American freedom to fascism.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, it'll come.
We can't remember a name. We can't remember it. What's a good friend of mine? I know him so well. It'll pop up my name. Who made American freedom to fascism, guys?
Passed away from
cancer.
I think it was.
Yeah, I can't remember. Keep going. I'll find the name.
Something Ross. Anyways, so that was a great interview, and he said it. He said, "Look, all we have."
It was Aaron Russo.
Aaron Russo. That's it. Aaron Russo. And he said, "You know," and he said this when 2003, 4, yeah. 5. When was this?
He was a big Hollywood director. He was married to Bette Midler. I mean, he knew all these people.
Yeah. And when you asked him, why do they want to do this? Or when he asked the Rockefellers, why do you want to do this? He told them, because that way we can control their life. And if they don't follow what we say, we just press a button and we take away everything from them. They don't have a bank account. They don't have identification. They don't have a way to buy food, to pay rent, to travel. And I think that's the end game, if you ask me. I think that's the end game, and it's the scariest part. And I think that, when you get to a point where, you know, a person like me, obviously, if this credit score goes through, I'm going to start with a very low credit score, right? Like I'm going to be at a, you know, maybe at a zero. So
you're a bad person. You had medical questions about something the government's trying to force you to take.
Of course. And then if I come to my brother who has a good credit score and I'm going to ask him for help, you know, they're going to hurt his credit score by helping me. And that'll cause people to stop helping one another. And just like they're doing right now with the vaccinated and unvaccinated. I mean, the rhetoric that we have in Israel, I don't know how bad it is in America, but the rhetoric that we have here in Israel, it's literally causing almost like a civil, I'm not going to say a civil war, but civil fighting. Like people literally hate the unvaccinated. They completely dehumanized us. To the point where, you know, if you're sitting with a person and, you know, and he asks you, you know, you're obviously vaccinated and you say no, he's not going to ask you, you know, oh, really? Tell me about it. Why did you choose not to get vaccinated? Right away, he's going to look at you like you're a monster, like you're an idiot, like you're a conspiracy theorist, you know, like you're somebody who's unworthy. That's the feeling right now around in Israel if you're unvaccinated.
What an incredible time to be alive. I mean, this is not a science fiction dystopia. This is happening.
Yeah. And this is something that I constantly have to remind myself, you know, and me and my wife, we have a lot of conversations where it's like, you know, babe, what are you going to do if tomorrow, you know, they pass another law? Because what they've done so far is they keep passing these tyrannical laws. They're not using them yet, but they're passing them. So Bibi Netanyahu, he passed this sort of, like, I don't know what it's called in English. In Hebrew, it resembles very much the law that that Hitler and the Third Reich passed in Germany, where this law allowed them to surpass parliament. Like, they didn't have to write laws through parliament. They could just write
an emergency takeover.
Right, exactly. So Bibi passed the same law here in March 2020. He passed that law, and that gave six people within the government to surpass our Congress and write all these crazy tyrannical laws, right? So they've continued this law. They have to renew it every few months, and they've been renewing it without a problem, even though we keep taking it to court and the court throws us out. And they keep writing these tyrannical laws, and you could see where this is going. Like, you could see how bad this is going to get, and you can't do anything about it, right? Like, you're seeing where this is going. And then, you know, you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, as a normal person, I know the day is going to come where I'm going to be labeled a terrorist, or I'm going to be labeled, you know, an anti-government, security hazard for society. And one day maybe the cops are going to come knock on my door. So me and my wife, we have this conversation. As much as it doesn't sound reasonable right now, because I could still go.
No. Gal, you're totally right. That's what I talked to my wife, my family about. It's moving so fast. There are already Fauci's on TV talking about forced inoculation today. Germany and Austria are saying we started in February 1st. Australia is saying this is never going to end. New Zealand. I mean, this is it. And when people historically get hit with a tyranny, they tend to not realize they're under attack until later it gets so desperate. That's why we've got to get people awake now, because this is a real move. And I think it's because the banking system's coming down. The financial system is leveraged. The globalists are all scared. And so they're like, well, let's just make it about a virus. Lock them all down. They won't complain when we take their bank account away. I mean, that's really what's going on. Is this is all just a martial law drill ahead of the big cyber attack they're going to launch and blame on us, basically. I mean, I think that's where this goes.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. And it's very, very important, and I say this to myself as well, not to be docile, and to understand that probably no matter what is coming, I mean, it's pretty inevitable. It probably has to happen, Alex, if we want this earth to get cleaned of, you know, a little bit of evil. This has to, you know, another great saying is, you know, if you want evil to win, good people just need to not do a thing, right? So
exactly. We didn't ask for this cycle, but we're in it, and we're coming to the bottom of the cycle. So let's realize we're on a roller coaster. We're going down. This is the way it is. We gotta make it through it. So don't be victims. Don't freak out and roll over. This is the big fight. This is who we are right now going into this.
Right. Exactly. 100%. Definitely don't feel a victim. It's not going to help you. You know, just don't comply. That's the most important thing. Just zero compliance. Do not comply. And you'll feel stronger with every time that you find yourself not complying, when you find yourself giving up on things that seem to have been important in the past, but now you understand how unimportant they are. Because what they're trying to do, I call all these, like, restaurants flying, going to museums or whatever. I call these, like, little guns, right? Like, these are little guns that they put to your head, you know. If you don't take the vaccine, you can't have this, this, and that. And everybody has a gun. Everybody has something that they want to do and they care about, and now the government is taking it away from them. If you get rid of all these guns, like not caring about restaurants, not caring about museums and going out and having a ball and going to weddings and all that kind of stuff, they have no gun on you. Like, they have nothing to...
Yeah, I am so impressed. I'm so blessed to have you. Final segment right ahead. Let's talk about this right now. Because if we don't give up a little bit now, we're going to lose everything anyways. We've got to sacrifice now.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our guests. We have Jay Dyer about to take over in the fourth hour. And evil has always been here and always makes its move. Different groups, different organizations, every culture can manifest evil. Now we have a big corporate evil bringing in a world ID and total control. And what Gal was saying earlier from Israel is so true. You can get comfortable and think, well, they're just going to stop here. No, that's why they tighten down, loosen up, tighten down, loosen up. But if you look over time, they're getting tighter and tighter and tighter. No, this is a real evil run at people. And I don't say this to like get people scared. I believe in humanity. And I believe we're going to come together and transcend this together and be even stronger on the other side. But, Gal, getting censored, you know, back to recently why you got censored, we talked about that. When you were reporting it, it was 55 years they were asking the court for. Now the FDA wants 75 years before they release the COVID documents. that doesn't bode well for their confidence. That tells me they're hiding something. That's not even a question. This is outrageously ridiculous.
You know, what's ridiculous, I think, at the end of the day, is that we're literally seeing the disintegration of laws and respect for law, right? Like, we're really seeing, like, we always knew that there was, you know, the law for the people and the law for the elites. We knew that. But you're really seeing it now with, you know, with corporations, with bodies, government bodies that were supposed to protect us, and they're not doing it, and they're not getting in trouble, and nobody's getting arrested. You know, Fauci should be arrested. Definitely Bill Gates and people like them. You know, it's so out in the obvious, so out in the open and in the obvious for anybody with a little bit of eyes. I'm not expecting for you know, the wide range society to see everything for what it is. I don't expect that of them. But I definitely do expect of people within the system, whether it's the FBI, CIA, police officers, you know, people who know how to research, people who see the truth for what it is, people who their whole job is investigating people and seeing the body language and seeing how people are lying. Like, they should be seeing through all this BS, and yet either they're taking part or they're completely brainwashed. And both situations are sad. And
I don't know. Or they're scared.
Yeah, you know what? But again, I mean, look.
They ought to be scared of what's going to happen if this evil continues. That's what I mean.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, how can you be scared if you know what the consequences are for not doing anything? Right? So, you know, I keep thinking to myself, like, there must be, like, some underground, you know, militia. I don't want to call it a militia, but I want to call it, like, you know, maybe
you keep
like
asking, where are the good guys? Because obviously,
where
all
are the good guys. Where are those good guys with you know, I don't want to say with the guns, but with the power, with
where's
the money.
Captain America taking it to Red Skull?
Yeah.
Well, I think Al Shalev. We're not saying we're that, but I think this audience, all of us, we are that, and we can be in South Africa, we can be in Japan, we can be in Israel, we can be in Russia, we can be in England, Canada, the U.S., Mexico. It doesn't matter. We want freedom for our families. I think we are it, buddy. That's what it always comes down to. We're looking for the militia. We're it.
I completely agree, and I'll tell you more. I've even tried to get advice from lawyers and people who know the law, and I'm like, look, at what point do the citizens have the right to take the law into their own hands? Not to do anything that's, you know, violent, but when am I allowed to arrest a judge that is not upholding the law? When am I allowed to arrest, you know, the captain of the police station that is not upholding the law, right? When is it our right to take back the law into our hands because nobody's, you know, putting justice to work?
And we know when you have the right, when you have nothing left to lose. That's what's crazy is, they're forcing us into a confrontation that I believe we're going to win, my friend.
I listen, if I didn't think we were going to win, I wouldn't smile. I wouldn't take the time to do all these videos, and I wouldn't take the time to do podcasts, and I wouldn't take the time to tweet stuff out. I would just live whatever I could live out with my daughters and my wife quietly until. So I do believe we're going to win. And I do believe we have to do the maximum in order to win. We can't just sit idly by and think this is going to pass over our head. There's no way you could stick your head in the ground and hope this goes over your head. It's, you know, this is war.
This is war. I was just talking to Joe Rogan a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, Alex, this is war. I said, what is this, Joe, that's happening? And he said, this is war. And this really is war. And so we didn't ask for the war. We're not trying to dominate somebody. We're just trying to survive. And I think historically, as long as we know there's a war and we know who the enemy is, we're going to win. So who is the enemy? It's the big corporations, the big banks, the big pharma. They want to play God. They want total control over our bodies. They've been proven liars. And so at the end of the day, we've got to just continue to expose them. Look at the media trying to prop up Fauci and see how great he is. They're desperate. And I can look at him. He looks really scared. He's not as arrogant as he used to. And I'm not just trying to intimidate Fauci, but I do see that as a good sign. He looks weaker. We look stronger.
Yeah, and it's funny you brought up Joe Rogan. The reason I even have a podcast is because of Joe Rogan. So he's my massive fan, and, you know, send my regards. And Joe Rogan has been doing a great job. I'm very proud of him. I think there was a time where Joe Rogan was very docile, I want to say. Like, he started at 100, and then he kind of dropped to, like, 30. And then within these 2 years with COVID, he's been on the ball. I really like the positions that he's been taking. I really like the fact that he's pushing back. I really like the questions that he's asking. Obviously, we have ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. We didn't even speak about the crimes against humanity when it comes to that, right? Like, they're making people take these vaccines and they're completely hiding these very well established medical necessities that we could actually take and make this thing disappear, whether it's real, whether it's fake. You know, there's a lot of people who think there is no virus. That's you know, it's beyond me. But what I want to say is that we have proof with a lot of studies and a lot of people who have been taking it. We could have made this thing so irrelevant by just giving every person a pill of hydroxychloroquine once a month, and, you know, this thing would just disappear.
Exactly. And, but this is a permanent emergency that can never be fixed. And I think as it dawns on the world that, oh, this doesn't end, like you said earlier, complying doesn't get you out of it. It gets you deeper into it.
Right. 100%. The compliance is what's going to make it continue forever. Like, people think that complying is going to make it end. They're like, oh, you know, it'll end in 6 months, in 2 months, in 2 weeks. They don't understand that this is, there's no going back, Alex. Whether we win or whether we lose, we're not going back to the life that we know. Right.
Well, Gal, you know, I saw when you put out that tweet, I'd seen your Twitter before, but I saw it, and I even said to, like, my crew, I said, I bet he's banned in the day, and you were. But it doesn't matter. You don't care about that. You used that time and what you had to reach tens of millions, and in your whole life, if you did that one thing, that would have made you a good person, but you've done so many other great things. So we're going to go through this together, and it makes me feel good knowing you're there, and give all my love to everybody in your country from here in America. We're in this together, brother. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for the time, and thank you for your audience, and thanks for the work that you're doing, Alex. Thank you for letting me speak and, you know, speaking my mind on this massive channel, this massive platform.
Oh, absolutely. Where do people follow Gal Shalev?
So I'll be honest. I mean, my YouTube, I hardly put on any content because I'm very, very afraid of getting banned from there. So I opened up a Rumble account. It's also Ignorant Chimp. There's already content on there. I'm going to continue putting all the content that I have on there. So I guess on Rumble, Ignorant Chimp is probably the best. Anybody who's a Hebrew speaker that's watching your show, they can go to Gal Shalev on Telegram. I have a great channel there. I put everything that I have, like all the documents that I find, all the real research, all the things that I can't say on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, I put on Telegram.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to get you in touch with my crew. Please mirror everything at Bandai Video, all right?
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you.
No, thank you, Gal. We feel good knowing you're there. All right, amazing. All right, we got the next talk show host about to take over here, and then I'm going to be working on a lot of really crazy stuff. But let me just tell you this in closing. The Japanese government came out last night, we barely mentioned it, and said the Moderna and Pfizer shots are causing massive heart attacks, which is just more validation. So there's not just evil in the world, there's good people. But as Gal said earlier, all that evil needs to flourish is that good people don't stand up. So if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I hope Gal saves me, or I hope Tucker Carlson saves me, or I hope Trump saves me, or I hope, you need to save yourself. You've got to speak up. You've got to say no. Yeah, there's the headline right there for TV viewers. You can see that. So, separately, 1776coin.com, it's a war bond. It's an investment in InfoWars. It's a piece of history, only 10,000 were minted. It'll be sold out at current sales rates by tomorrow afternoon. So if you want the coin, it's at 1776coin.com. And everybody that emails us, when you sign up, when you get the coin, you were going to get exclusive stuff, unless they get put in prison or shut down. I can't guarantee anything. But you're going to be a founding member of a bunch of cool stuff we do, even if I'm dead. And I'm not trying to be prophetic here or like, oh, I'm a big drama queen or something. But, I mean, give me a break, folks. It's rough times for everybody here. This is a war. So 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com, or go to InfoWarsStore.com and you will find the coin. We're over half sold out right now, just 26 hours into the sale. So I would get it. It's a big success. Thank you all for your support. You won't be disappointed unless we get put in prison or killed with what happens when you're a founding member. 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, or InfoWarsStore.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, COVID Land 2. With a free copy of Dark Secrets of South Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death. Three films now available when you order it at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.